was about 6 to 8 that they actually put as part-time employees. I don't know how they did it with their agency.
What is that? What are people running? We're at Lakewood Church. We need units now. We are at Lakewood Church.
We need units. Lakewood Church.
We need to go. Coming. Careful. Let's approach. We need to approach. Come on. Come on. Come on. We need to approach. Father God, just be with us. Forgive us our sins. Come on. Come on.
She may have a bomb. You need to call. You need to call SPD. You need to call SPD.
But I already got them called.
Hey, we need a medic. We need a medic immediately. Put the weapon down.
Hello, what's up?
Might be a bomb. Hey,
who
has that radio? You guys have it?
Yes, we already got it.
We need a bomb squad.
We may need a bomb squad.
Do you have any more aesthetics?
We don't know yet. We have a kid that's down. Possibly
we need a medic. Hey, get a medic. Hey, is this just what you're doing?
You okay? Got me shot?
We need a... Should we approach?
Hold on, she's got a fucking
bomb. She might have a bomb here.
That's the problem. I already called the EMS.
Have the EMS roll up here and...
I need the EMS ASAP.
You have a kid? Tell
them. Yeah, I already did. What's the fucking address on?
Yeah. Where's my ambulance at? We have a child that's down. We need by Timmins Circle Drive. I need an ambulance for a child. Yeah.
What's that mean?
She don't have a bomb.
Is anybody else
with the shot? No. I'm approach with Adrian.
No, she's done.
Hold on.
You got gloves? Anybody got gloves?
No.
You got gloves? Anybody got gloves?
I got gloves.
Who do you need?
Take the weapon. Put your gloves on.
What's the situation?
Affirmative.
Any update?
Part-time employees. I don't know how they did it with their agency.
Approach. Father God, just be with us. Forgive us our sins. Come on. Come on.
You killed my son!
I got one female shooting rifle. I'm pinned down on the distant wall corner. I'm gonna have to shoot on the west side. 3700.
Camilita, acuéstate en el piso, hijita.
Dile que dile que ahí tranquilo, que se quede allá con ellos.
Ya se alejaron.
Hey, how's it going? My name is James Madison. This is Inside Four Walls. If the audio quality is a little weird on this episode, it's because I got a new microphone with some really fun new features. That's right. Come for your ass, quarter, and you better start running, big boy. I got microphone effects too now, biatch. Start running. I'm kidding. I'm in no competition with him. He's in a competition with his own heart. To survive past the age of 50. How y'all doing? New surveillance footage release of Joel Osteen's church shooter using her 7-year-old boy as human shield. Now this puts to bed a lot of arguments that have been going on around the shooting. There's a lot of disagreements. Did the cops shoot the little boy in the head? Did the mother shoot her son in the head? Well, yes and. It looks like she used the boy as a human shield, something that a lot of people were speculating for a while, and I will fully admit, I said there was a possibility that the cop shot him, sure, you know, a lot of bullets are flying, but I really thought the mom killed her son to take him with her when she got taken out. It's not unheard of, it's completely fathomable, it happens all the time in these kind of situations. Or someone, or, you know, two people go to commit a crime, the one will kill the other before they kill themselves, X, Y, Z. Let's get into it. The footage shows Genise Morno leading her 7-year-old son by the hand into the church. Yep. By Hannah Nightingale. New surveillance footage from inside Joel Osteen's Lakewood Church during the February 11th shooting undertaken by Genise. I was supposed to pronounce by Genise. I'm saying Genise, but Genise Morno. Shows Morno leading her 7-year-old son by the hand into the church where she would open fire and be fired upon. The boy was gravely injured in the shooting. He's still fighting for his fucking life in the hospital. He's still in a coma. It's been a little over just about a month now, actually. And the little boy's still fighting for dear life in the hospital. If you want to look at the pictures, you can. I used them once in a thumbnail. I don't like looking at it. Yeah, I don't know. Just something about seeing a little kid lined up in a bed with his head all stitched. Plus, it was already special needs. You know, this mom brought her already special needs kid to essentially be sacrificed. So she had like 5 minutes to escape. It's disgusting. I don't like looking at the picture. It makes me very angry. And I already have very hostile views towards illegal immigrants. I kind of have hostile view towards immigration right now, period. This shit makes it way worse for me. It's one of the things where you look at it, and you have to de-escalate yourself. If that makes any sense. You know, you look at something, and you just have like, the worst thoughts immediately, and you're like, wait, wait, no, 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 that's what they want me to do. Or maybe I just sound very psychotic right now. I don't care either way. Morno can be seen from outside the church, then lingering in the lobby near a door with her son. Morno holds the rifle. Right here, we got the video of this goofy doofer walking in. Right here. You'll notice the kid dressed as Pooh Bear. Follow that. 6 minutes. So. That door. It's so fucking weird. Look, I've been part of the of two-way walks. You know what two-way walks are? It's when basically a bunch of people take their rifles and their handguns and they open carry and they just go for a walk together. La di da di da. It happens. What's really funny is you'll get a lot of cops who get worked up and try to arrest you for it. And then, you know, a lot of these groups ended with free lawsuits, which is wonderful. Do it. I encourage people to do it. If you live in a state with open carry, which you, if you don't, fight for open carry and you're safe. And yes, concealed carry's better. Shut the fuck up. That's not the point or the moral. You have the constitutional right to open carry. I actually think open carrying is better than concealed carry. Why? Let's say you're a psycho who wants to do a mass shooting. You walk into a building. And you look around and you see tons of people with their guns on them. On their hips, slung over their shoulders. And you're like, oh, I'm not going to get a lot of victims in this one. I'm going to go. Or I'll just act like I meant to be here with no weird things. Just put my gun in my hip like, oh, well, yep, yep, yep. Nothing weird here, folks. Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of like going into a dojo. You ever walk into a gym, a dojo, someplace like jiu-jitsu training type place? And you walk in, you see everybody walk around. You're going to go up to somebody and punch them? Go ahead. Let's see how that goes. Walk into a jiu-jitsu gym, right? Krav Maga, right? Go up to somebody and just punch them in the face. Even if you knock them the fuck out, do you think other people around you are just going to let you walk out of there? No! You're going to get your ass beat and then arrested. Just like if you walk into a supermarket where everybody's strapped up, and you may kill one person, but you're going to get turned to a fine red fucking mist. The only thing, it'll be a shot glass of fucking fruit punch in your sneakers. Again. People can argue open carry is bad and all that all you want. You have the right to do it. And I think the people who argue open carrying is bad, they're retarded. And they would probably let the argument, well, what was she wearing, slide. Because if you're going to look at somebody and say, well, don't you think when you open carry you're inviting something? That's like saying, don't you think she was inviting being raped by wearing a skirt that short? No. No, it's not. You're not inviting shit. Now people fuck around. They chose to fuck around. You didn't do anything. Now, do you look kind of silly open carrying? Depends on what you're carrying, right? It really depends. Like, I've seen some people carrying the dumbest firearms. Or, like, you see people who customize their shit. Like, I've seen dudes and chicks, mainly with chicks, who, like, try to bedazzle their firearms and it just... Stop. What are you doing when you have to clean that fucking thing, huh? You think about that? No. Here you are, a couple weeks into owning that firearm, and now you have to take everything you put on it off. The stickers come off, all that shit's gotta come off because you gotta clean and oil and polish the bitch to maintain it. Womp womp. Well, let's watch this footage, right? I just think it's really funny to see this woman, right? Just walking with her kid, finger on the trigger, la di da di da. It's just very fucking weird. Have you ever seen the. I've always seen the part of the of Joel Osteen's church that you see, like, in all of his shows, right? You never actually seen this part of the church. No. Terrified. Covering his ears, pressing up against the wall, hiding. Now the mom's out of sight, he's running away. I wonder if she started shooting. There's the mom, he's asking to be picked up. She rejects to pick him up. Black suit, armed security running up. Oh yeah. Yep, there we go. Two armed guards walking up on her. Pop, 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 pop. She's got the kid. The kid was asking to be picked up. She just grabbed him by the hand and yanked him. You don't really see where she is. She's on the shot. You just see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 guards, 7 armed police officers and church security. Again, how do you stop a bad person with a gun? Good people with guns. In the bathrooms. Hey guys, this is Texas. This is Texas. They don't do that shit there. You can't just pretend to be a woman, go up in the women's restroom. I'll stop. I have the opportunity. Write the vision. Make it clear. That's from the New Testament. I'm more of an Old Testament kind of guy with a lot of my things. Eye for an eye, tooth for tooth, blood for blood. Fuck around, find out. Everyone's talking about how Jesus always says turn the other cheek. They forget the rest of that story. Yeah. And the amount of people I've read comments from were like, God wouldn't want them to have fought back. Yeah, he would have. Have you ever read the Bible? Jesus and God are do not preach pacifism. Don't know where they get that idea from. But no. Yeah, I sent a flood to kill everything. Really pacifistic. Made a promise and still sent plagues and shit afterwards. Like, come on. There ain't one pacifistic line in that fucking book. TLDR, it basically just says if you can win a fight by walking away, walk away. But, you know, sometimes walking away is not an option. You gotta flip a few tables, crack a whip, skin them. Maybe, sic some bears on them, right? Ooh, shit! I've lived too close to Detroit for too long. Wow. There was no audio. But then there was audio, and I hit the fucking floor. I heard that gunshot, I went, whoop. Oh, it's a video. Again, I live by a military base, and even though I don't live directly in Detroit, I don't technically live anywhere near Detroit, but for people who don't know anything about Michigan, it's just easier to say I live in Detroit. I'm not Eminem. I'm not Kid Rock. I'm not going to claim to live. Just giving you a map idea in Michigan where I might be around, right? You're enough gunshots, man. I just was like, hit the deck! Oh, it's a video. Okay, get ready. Loud noise coming in right here. So, this is body cam footage from the bathroom hall we were just looking at earlier. Good discipline. Marina. I say morning. Did you hear that? I wonder what happened. As soon as the gunfire stopped, she yelled, "Fuck!" Did it jam? You know, if you brought an AK-47, you wouldn't have had that problem. Right there. I'm gonna yell fuck. What the fuck is that cop holding? I was talking. My apologies. Inaudible, but it sounded like she yelled back up, and now she's yelling, I will blow this whole fucking place up, referring to Lakewood Church. No, you did, cunt. No, bitch. No one killed your son but your ass. Now, I want to give a disclaimer here. We're about halfway through. I don't know if you can see a video. I haven't watched this yet. I don't know if you can see a little kid getting shot, but that is in there. I'm not Tim Pool, and I'm not Elijah Schaefer. I'm not playing it for shock value, and I'm not ignoring it because it's shock content. It's not shock content. It's news. It's part of the story. I think people who say, I'm not going to show you this footage because it's shock content. Shut your holier-than-thou ass up, bitch. Look, I claim to be a comedian and a pundit. I also claim to be a journalist. I go on the grounds, I do on-the-foot stuff, I also do this punditry stuff. if you see a kid getting shot in the head, guess what? That's real life. That's part of the news story. And you sit here and act better than that. Whoa. No, you tell the audience, hey, you might see a kid get shot. If they choose to stay, they choose to fucking stay. Fucking holier than thou assholes and sleazier than fuck assholes using this content for shock purposes and be like, wow, look at that gnarly headshot. Or being like, I won't play it because it's too crass. Fuck both of you. You both suck at your fucking job and quit. Stay calm. All I need is help. Proceeds to open fire again.
I got one single shooting rifle. I'm pinned down on a distant walking.
So, speaking from only a paintball experience, right? If you're in this cast situation and the lady's where she is, right? So if you're watching the video, right? The lady's down this hall here and you're here. Not a good place to be. What you would ideally want to do if you could is you'd want to get on the other side and wait. And once you see, because the first thing the cop's going to do is aim a barrel down right exactly where this cop is, because that's the first point of visibility. This cop's going to come down the lady's going to come down the hallway, look there, because that's the first point, that's the first place your eyes are seen. She's not going to be drawn to this fucking wall here, and that's when you take your shot. You have a limited amount of time, but it gives you more opportunity to take that shot than this cop has pinned down right here. He's been down in a corner that's boxed in. At least here, he'd have the ability to maybe run out. He'd have the ability to shoot her. Something. It's not a good idea to be cornered in a box like this where your back and your sides are boxed in. The only thing you got to get out is your front. Because you're only able to run head first into the enemy. Whereas the other way, you can go straight, sideways, dive. You have a few more options. I'm not saying there's any good options here. But there are slightly better options. And again, this is coming from a paintball playing point of view here. I don't want to come here and be like, oh, you know, if I had a gun and I was in that situation, I would totally do this, brother. No, this is somebody who's done paintballing. That's what I would have done in that situation. I'm not saying it would save you, but I was in one of the situations that I had my real firearm with me, which of course I don't have. I own no guns. I lost them all in a tragic boating accident. I definitely don't have anything. I definitely do not own a gun safe. No, sir. Me? I don't believe in guns. You're right, no anyone. Yeah, I'm just saying, like, if I find myself in a situation that maybe be what I want to do, but I'm not Vosh. I want to be a horse. I don't want to fuck kids, and I don't want to talk shit about a high-heated pressure situation that I've never been in. I've just been cornered in paintball and had to do, like, some last-minute maneuver.
I don't know what to shoot on the west side. 3700.
Found a bomb.
Blue.
Hold on, what does that mean? What does that actually mean? Let's look that up, shall we? What does it mean when a cop yells?
code blue.
Enforcement. Code blue typically refers to a situation where an officer requires immediate assistance, often due to being injured or in a life-threatening situation. It's a high-priority signal, prompting fellow officers to rush to the scene and provide backup. Now, it's important to note that not all jurisdictions use the same codes. While code blue may mean officer needs assistance in one area, it could have a completely different meaning in another. Some agencies might use a different code or term altogether, such as 10, 33, or officer down. The key here is that these codes are designed to quickly communicate critical information to other officers and dispatchers in a concise manner. Why use codes, you ask? Well, there are a few reasons. Firstly, they provide a level of privacy, making it more difficult for the general public, or criminals, to understand police communications. Secondly, they save time by allowing officers to convey complex information with just a few words or numbers. And finally, they help to standardize communication across different agencies.
Got it. Okay. I'll leave a link to that in the description if you want to watch more of it. Oh, where did the... Here we go. All right. Code blue means officer in need. Got it. Time is 10:33. Okay.
Hey, we need a medic! We need a medic!
Oh, God, that poor kid. You'll note they're all huddled in one place. I could be wrong here, but I believe that's actually protocol. They have a wounded child who is, you know, they can tell is still alive, but wounded. So the police are basically forming a human meat shield around the wounded body in case the shooter comes back to finish the job. Again, I'm humorous to the ACAB positions and arguments, but my counter to that is you have to allow unfettered constitutional carry in all 50 states. You should anyway. If you're going to argue defund and remove all police, you better accept the argument that all citizens will need guns at that point. But that's a trade-off a lot of people don't want to talk about. Though I don't agree with the ACAB statement, but, you know, shit like this, it's good to see. It reminds you there are priorities. Not all cops are fucked up. Now, sure, a majority of them are fucked up, and I have episodes where I argue why I think pretty much all police units are pretty fucked up, and why for every one good police precinct there are 9.5 Uvaldes. I have an episode all about that. I'll make a new one sooner. But, yeah. Times like these, you're grateful to have cops, aren't you? Again, you want to have the whole defund and remove police argument with me? I'll have it. But you better be ready for a two-egg argument come right back at you. Because the only people who argue for ACAB and defunding the police and all that shit are criminals. Which is also why that same group of people refuse to argue for the right for every American to keep and bear arms as openly and freely as they wish to. Because they want a neuter society that can't protect itself. See? So next time you hear somebody talking about how they want no more police and ACAB and defund the police, agree with them, but hit them with the caveat, but you need to allow constitutional carry in all 50 states. And watch them get horrified and start backing up. Not sure, you'll get, like, your weird political groups, Boogaloo, Proud Boys, Antifa, X, Y, and Z, who gives a fuck. They're political whack jobs anyway, and they're gonna say stupid shit and say stupid shit. Says the guy who always wears Hawaiian shirts, you know what I mean. And that peace agreement was a fucking retard move. Really? Boogaloo and Antifa signed a peace deal with each other, and they wondered why everything went sideways? Two feds signed a peace deal with each other. Oofsie doofsies. All those fucking external political groups, Proud Boys, Boogaloo, Fed Front, I mean Patriot Front, Antifa, they're all feds. They're all heavily implicated. They've all been, you know, subdued. You're basically joining a honeypot if you identify with any of these fucking groups. So just don't. Be an own individual. Fight for your own purposes and causes. Avoid the fucking groupthink. For the love of God.
Hold on, she got a fucking bomb. That's the problem. I already called the EMS. I need EMS ASAP. Yeah, I already did. What's fucking address over here? Fuck. Timmons Lane. I need him at 3700 Timmons Lane side.
Buddy, quit holding your gun sideways, for the love of God. Alright. As a person is seen approaching Morno from down the lobby with a gun drawn, with others soon joining the group to take cover in a doorway. One man approaches off-screen, and shortly after, fires shot. He retreated and reloads. Previously released body cam footage shows another angle of the encounter with an officer ducking into a doorway. As Morno is yelling at her in the background. That's the one we just watched.
I need a medic, I have one.
This is insane. Okay, there is some different information in this video, so we'll watch half of this video.
That's the problem.
Okay, we're a little bit more forward.
Yeah, I already did. What's fucking address over here? Timmons Lane. I need him at 3700 Timmons Lane side. AJ, stay back.
Is
everybody else has been shot?
Hold on. You got gloves?
I got gloves. What do you need?
Okay, take the weapon. Gloves
off. Good fucking riddance.
Hold on.
You can really tell.
Hold on.
You can. Oh, Jesus Christ. Seriously, rent-a-cops, fuck off! Oh my God. Yeah, you can fucking tell the rent-a-cops here, can't you? I want to touch every bit of the crime scene. I want to finger fuck the bullet holes. And the cops are like, stop touching shit! Meanwhile, these retarded fucking rent-a-cops just finger fucking the bullet hole. Yeah, Jesus Christ. As a cop, I'm just saying, as a cop, I would have grabbed that dude, put him in handcuffs, and be like, I told you to stop touching shit. After the third time, your ass gets put in handcuffs and you're detained. And let all your fucking buddies here see your ass in handcuffs. Quit touching shit!
No, that's the shooter. Hold on.
He just grabs the fucking rifle.
Hold on.
With no gloves on. Fucking idiot. Useless fucking retard.
Timmons side.
Fucking idiots. Holy shit. Dumb retard. Brought to you by Motorola.
I need to go that way. Go. Now go, move. I turned mine off.
Huh? No, you didn't.
That's it.
She
came this way.
She came in? Is that her? Did she get from in there? I thought she was up on the level. Did anybody get hit? You know?
Nothing.
Shot you working. Shot you working.
Morno, who stormed into the church and drew her weapon, emblazoned with "Free Palestine!" can be heard asking the officers to stand down, saying that she had a bomb. Well, you know, as anyone who supports Palestine, of course you're a suicide bomber. Saying that she had a bomb and that they killed her son. No cunt, that'd be you. Rest in piss, bozo. The boy was shot and suffered brain damage, according to his grandmother. Morno was shot and killed by an off-duty police officer. Good riddance, cunt. And burn in hell, twat. Who were at the church? In the body camera footage. The boy is seen lying on the ground as officers yell at that a medic is needed immediately. Morno was seen lying on the ground lying down the hall. As officers said that the suspect is down, Morno walked into Osteen's church. I was going to say Olstein, but it's Osteen's church. On Sunday, February 11th, wearing a trench coat and accompanied by her 7-year-old son, and began opening fire as she had previously. She had previous arrests for assault, forgery, marijuana possession, theft, evading, and unlawful carrying of a weapon. Well, marijuana shouldn't be a crime. And the rest of that we'll talk about. Obviously, forgery and assault, obviously. Burn in hell, you ugly fucking bitch! That being said, this has been Inside Four Walls. I've been Justin Madison, and I will talk at you later.